Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every cowboy there's a lady that loved to slip out. Somebody who says what the others just whisper. And mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. But when you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. You can't fuck with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head. Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother. And inside every lady there's a cowboy who loved to come out. And inside every cowboy there's a lady who loves to slip out.
You could make gray call it gold, let it fool your eyes. You could make rain and let it help your life. Being green grass in a little wind pays you for a dance. You could say love till it lasts. You could make good, there's a lot of ways, with nowhere left to go. Let it be the song on your little radio. You could make light be the silly word, sitting on the tongue. You could make nice or be the truth. Wanna know how far you're gonna go? Fickle's tomorrow, talking to a wind chime, folding your hands, empty as glass, waiting to break. Don't you wanna know how close you're gonna get? Kissing like people, stepping on flowers, wishing on stars, empty as glass, waiting. Pouring down if it's in your blood.
can make gray call it gold, let it fool your eyes, follow any wave crashing down to size. You could be wrong, don't you wanna know, deep into the night, like a little stone.
.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Earth went silent, London fell asleep. She dreamed of a winter where you to me, perfect timing as new battles in November attend a creature, a fever disarming fluorescent. There you were with your mirror shine. Stupid ashes, so that after you'd gone, I could hold on to something. But you stayed unwavering through every false goodbye, unsubsiding, pining for now and for never.
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory ham pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. It's open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Mondays through Saturdays, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. If you have any requests, feel free to give me a call. The number here is 412-CMU-WRCT. That's 412-CMU-WRCT. You can also DM me via Instagram, new show, WRCT. So what do we got? We just played the newest from Elbow. That's Lover's Leap. Before that, a very ethereal-sounding Caroline Polachek and Wise Blood song. That's Butterfly Neck. Before that, Iron and Wine, You'll Never Know. And we started off that set with Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other. That was Orville Peck and Willie Nelson. And that was pretty cool. It kind of reminded me a little bit of, what's that classic country song? El Paso, the guy who did El Paso. It reminded me of that a bit. And that sounded awesome. All right, so this is the newest from Paul Spring. This is Eyes Closed Now.
If it were my decision, I'd be swimming in a lake so clear. In the tall green pines, I know my way there. Middle of nowhere, I'll make it out somehow. Got my eyes closed now. Got my eyes closed now. Got my eyes closed now.
All I just make someone happy, I could brighten up their day. I know the second I leave, they'll say
he was a stray.
Talking a lot last night, dance around the room with just your t-shirt on, lipstick over cherry chapstick, taste just like summer ending, sing every word to your favorite song, so loud your neighbors can't sing along, while I'm drunk can we stop pretending to
thank you. think that was good.
Kill a performance, hear your arms blink out of
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Okay, so I hope you're enjoying the show. That last track was Glass Beach, the CIA. Before that, Sleeping Jesus with Ferdy. Folly Group with Strange Neighbor. And we started off the set with that pretty cool track from Paul Spring. I guess that's also SEN 108 as well. I don't know if that's a band or a person or what, but that's that entity is along with Paul Spring. And that first track was called Eyes Closed Now. Here's a track I really like. I've been playing this a lot this week. This is ML Butch with Fleshless Hand.
Thank you. friend when you needed a friend. Heart hanging gold, torn again. Step ladder got down again. Light bulb life changing, found a friend. Shove, shovel the bones away.
Stop looking over. did it go? In somebody's pocket, a friend of a friend. All the loose change, loose change.
So we got some cool shows here on WRCT. You should check out From the Basement, broadcasting What's What in Alt Rock Indie, followed by a spread of electronic subgenres. Hosted by Addy, Fridays at 8 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And check out Chop Shop, confusing sounds for confusing times. Sunday night at 5 p.m., it is time for Chop Shop, only on WRCT. All right, so the last track we heard was The Smile, that's Friend of a Friend, and definitely had a bit of a Beatlesque symphony string sound there at times. Before that, This Is the Kit, More Change, Pax with Say My Name, Free to Kill with Last Ditch Effort, and that's definitely like a pretty rocking track right there. And we start off the set with ML Birch and Fleshless Hand. This is Video Age.
Passion.
And that was the cool sounds of Yard Act with Petroleum. Before that, the Dandy Warhols and Frank Black with Dancing with Myself. Video Age, Come Away from the Castle. The Smile, Friend of a Friend. And that, everybody, concludes a new and newer music show this week. I will be back next week playing more new music.
Well, my friends, we finally got the Bidens. We have the smoking gun everybody's been waiting for 40 years. The Bidens have immediately released their 2023 tax returns just after the tax due date yesterday, and they earned $620,000 in 2023. Now, most of you are probably saying, what's the smoking gun? How does this connect to criminal bribery and influence peddling and selling access to or influence to China and Ukraine and whoever for tens of millions of dollars? Well, the answer is, of course, that it doesn't. And I want to take this opportunity to kind of go through some of what we would expect and some of what we might not expect when it comes to our elected officials. Now, I think as a starting point, it's important to remember we continue to see complete and total upfront, here's what it is, honesty and transparency from the Bidens, which, think what you will about their $620,000 2023 combined income, is a very different paradigm from what we've seen from the other candidate this time around, Donald Trump, who, after promising and hemming and hawing, depending on if and what happens with audits, this, that, and the other thing, has only, to the extent that we've seen tax returns, it's only because they've been released by other parties. So Biden's released tax return show they made almost $620,000 in 2023. Yes, this puts them in the 1%. But where do you expect them to be when Joe Biden's presidential salary is $400,000? And the instinct that I think is important to resist here is the instinct to say, see, Biden, Trump, it's all the same. They're just rich guys at the end of the day. This is like the Bernie is a millionaire controversy, which I've talked about before and maybe I'll address again. Presidents make $400,000. Jill Biden made $85,000 teaching. Because of their age, they get pension distributions and Social Security benefits to the tune of $34,000 in pensions and $54,000 in joint Social Security benefits. That's it. So on the one hand, we have the epic simplicity of it's April 15th and we're putting out the information. We earn salaries. We have Social Security benefits we're entitled to because we paid into them. It's April 16th and we're already discussing it. And it's essentially an open and shut story. By the way, $400,000 to be effectively the leader of the free world. Sort of interesting in a way. And there are those who think it should be an unpaid position. And there are those who believe it should be much better compensated. We're not going to have that debate today. On the other hand, there really is no comparison to Donald Trump's situation, who, although he is not nearly as wealthy as he has claimed to be, $4, $5, $6 billion, doesn't seem like it. He's probably a billionaire and has extensive real estate holdings, highly leveraged and using financial instruments in order to use. By the way, this is what was the core of the New York fraud trial, using very shaky and unsubstantiated property values in order to secure loans against those properties. Completely and totally different situation. But what I step back to, and this applies to the Bernie's a millionaire thing, what I step back to is, what is the policy that they are advocating? If I look at the worldview and the policy package of a Bernie Sanders and a Joe Biden and a Donald Trump, yes, Trump is way wealthier than them. But putting aside the idea that wealth disqualifies you from having good policy ideas, and it doesn't. Mark Cuban, as an example, is extremely wealthy, recently was saying, hey, I'm about to cut a $280 million check to the IRS for my taxes. I get stuff from the country. I'm proud to pay it. It's what I owe. You can be a really wealthy guy like Cuban and still appear to have good policy ideas and the concerns of the average American in mind. So, yeah, Bernie's in his 80s and he's a millionaire And if you've been earning six figures for decades and you're 80 and you're not a millionaire, you've done something wrong. I've done the math before. Bernie's been making six figures for decades. If you just put away 15% of your income for 40 years and it appreciates at 7% annually, which is the stock market average, and you own a property and you've gotten a little bit of an inheritance.